Okay, we're picking up on Daf Mem Hey. We're now discussing the next Parak Shvi, now all about benching and different item of benching. So this is the first Mishnah, which is following. If three people ate together, they are chayev to make a zimun. Okay? They have to make a bracha together, the zimun that we make before the benching, that's what they have to have. What point do they have to be eating? Is the machlokas rishonim? At what point? Is they have to start off eating together if they eat at any point of the meal? Okay, ayin halacha. That's what the Mishnah says, that a person, three people eat together, they have to make a zimun. Okay? Achal demai. If, however, the Mishnah is on the list of chiddush, that if they have the following questionable items, then they are still permitted to make a benching and together, and they're going to make a zimun together. So Gemara says, "Achal demai." Remember, we always say, "Da mai." What is this? Meaning, we don't know which trumas or meisers were taken off. We definitely assume they're taken off truma. However, meiser rishon is questionable. Trumas meiser is questionable. Meiser sheni is questionable. So that is the safek. Still, if he ate it after the fact, you would be allowed to make a zimun with him. That is what the Mishnah teaches you. Meiser rishon shenat l'trumaso. And if a Levi has meiser rishon, so you give meiser again. You have truma that's given to the kohen. Then you have meiser rishon. That's 1/10 of that. So again, if I have 100 apples, I have to give 2 apples to the kohen. Then, after that, I have 98 apples left. I still have to give another 9.8 apples. So you just round up. Let's say you give 10 apples then. I have to give 10 more apples to the Levi. Of those 10 apples that I give to the Levi, he then has to give Trumas Meiser. He has to give a portion of that to the Kohen. So that Trumas Meiser, if he gave off the Trumas Meiser, then you're allowed to make a Zimun with him. So the Gemara is going to ask, that's obvious, and there's no Isser at all, so the Gemara is going to discuss this later on. Okay, and then what about Meiser Rishon not Trumas? So that's that case. Meiser Sheni, Vehekdesh and Iftu. Meiser Sheni is the second one we discussed. The Mishnah was discussed how you switch it off every third and sixth year versus the years 1, 2, 4, and 5. So on years 3 and 6, you give Meiser Ani. So again, 100 apples, you give 2 apples to the Kohen, then you have the 9.8 apples that you give to the Levi. After that, you're not done yet. You have, so let's say about to round up, you have 88 apples then, you still have to give another 10%, you have to give 8.8 apples, so down to 80 already, you have to give another 8.8 apples, so let's just go 80 to make it simple, you give another 8 apples to bring to the Yerushalayim on the years of Meiser Sheni, that was be brought to Yerushalayim, and eat those apples in Yerushalayim. That's all you have to do. You don't have to give it to anyone. You're allowed to eat it yourself in Yerushalayim. However, in the years of Meiser Ani, in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, you would give those to the poor people. So over here we're saying Meiser Sheni. Let's say I had a lot of produce for Meiser Sheni. I had a lot of apples. So the halacha is that if a guy Baruch Hashem is doing really well, he has thousands and thousands of apples. He's not able to carry all of them. It's going to take him forever. It's going to be too much of a tirchel. He'll get spoiled. You can be poda. You can take the value of all the apples. So let's say you have $10,000 worth of apples, be poded onto coins of $10,000, and then the apples become chulin, and they become regular. You have to eat them wherever you want. So if the person ate those apples after they had been redeemed, that is what the Mishnah is telling you, that is mutter. Okay, and then you can make a zimun with him, and also hektish, same thing with hektish. If let's say a person says that this apple is hektish, and then he decides that he wants to be poded, and that they redeem it for hektish, so then it's no longer considered holy anymore, and you can eat that apple, and you can make a zimun with that apple. Gemara is going to ask, why aren't all these cases pashut? The first case I get was a suffix, but the ones after that seem to be pashut, that they should be mutter. Gemara is going to mention all of them, what the chiddush is, what the isser, what the tzad isser is in all of them. Okay? V'hashama shalkal kazayas. And here, they used to have waiters. So if you have a waiter who eats a kazayas, then he's going to be mitzaref to the zimun. If you have 2 people eating, and the waiter in between them, and he eats a kazayas with them, then he's mitzaref to the zimun. V'akusi mizam nalava. Kusi, who is this kusi? So in the Sefer Melachim, it says already towards the end over there that when the king of Ashur was coming in to destroy all of the Aseres HaShvatim and created the 10 lost tribes. So it says that he replaced in the area, I forgot where, somewhere in the northern kingdom, he replaced them and he put in the Kutim. And what happened was that these wild animals were coming and killing all of them, so they realized what was going on, they realized it was Judaism, and they converted. So throughout the times, mamish for hundreds of years, from the time of that end of Bayis Rishon, throughout Bayis Sheni, and through the Mishnayos, we were Mesupak, what were these Kutim? Were they like Jews or not like Jews? At the end, the Gemara in Chulin says that we rule that they're not like Jews anymore at all, they mamish were doing Avodah Zarah, they're mamish like Goyim Kechol Zvarim. But however, the many Mishnayos, as we see here, many of the Mishnayos assume that they're at least a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk not Jew. So here here we see a kusi, we do make a zimun with them. Again, but pointing out Allah Salamaisa, already the Gemara says that changed. We view kusim, I don't think we have kusim now anyways, but the Gemara already said that with kusim at the later point were already viewed as non-Jews, but our the Mishnah was earlier says that they are viewed as a suffix Jew at this point, and therefore they ruled that you can make a zimun with the kusi, a vav. So that was the first half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah is achal, tevel. If you're eating tevel, what is tevel? Tevel is produce that didn't have any chumos and maisers taken off. So mamish, in Isser, there's a chiyav misa if a person eats bidei shamayim. If a person eats truma, if a person eats truma b'mezid, and knowing that wasn't taken off, sorry, if he eats tevel b'mezid, he knows that there was no truma or maiser taken off, so that you would not, or maiser rishon, shaloni chumos b'shamaso, and maiser rishon, the levi, didn't take off his portion that he had to give to the kohen, u'maiser sheni v'hektesh shaloni iftu, and also maiser sheni and hektesh, where they did not redeem it, and they're just eating it anyway, v'asham ashach ha'chamach ha'zayans, and also the waiter who eats less than a kazayas of bread, v'anachri, and a non-Jew, all of these cases, ein mizamnin alav, in all of these situations, you do not make a zimun with them, and they would not be mitzaref for your zimun. A big machlokas you're shown in between the Rambam and the Ravid. Does this apply to all brachas? Do we say that a person makes a bracha, does this apply dafka to zimun, or do we apply this to all brachas and all benching and everything? That a person eats an iser, does he make a bracha? The Rambam says that he does not, however the Ravid thinks that he does. I don't know, the Rambam seems to have a fair Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that a person who makes a bracha on food that's aser is niyet Hashem. It's, God forbid, he's like, because the curse of Hashem is very bad. Hashem is very upset about it. So that Gemara seems to be like Rambam. I don't know, the Rambam would have to say something else. But either way, this machlokas, whether to extend this din of the Mishnah to all items before and after, we pass like the Rambam, that you would not make a bracha on iser food if you're eating it, dafka to eat iser food. And then it's interesting why you want to make a bracha anyway, but that's, I mean, if you're eating it for pikuach nefesh, I don't remember if we go like that either. That I'm not sure about. But either way, that's the case of the Mishnah. Those are the cases so far. Continues the Mishnah now. You don't make a zimun with women, vadim, or ktanim, with right, slaves or people under the age of bar mitzvah, you don't make a zimun with them. Ad kama mezamnin, so what's the shear that you have to make a zimun? What do you mean? We just said before that a shamash who eats a kezias, that's already enough to be mitzvah. So the Rishonim point out, no, it means that what's the shear, Rashi seems to be doing like this, that what's the shear that he can lead the benching? Mezamnin aleim, Rashi says, kama yochem v'yischai ben bezimun v'nafkamina lahotzi an yedei chovasan, Rashi says, that to be motzi them in the zimun, what is the shir? So says the Gemara now, that's the Mishnah says, ad kezayas, the Tanakama holds that kezayas is enough, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ad kebetza, that would be enough. That you need a kebetza, and the Tanakama holds, oh no, as long as it's kezayas out of an olive, then you'd be good. Okay, can you use the Gemara now? Where is the source that you have to have a birchas zimun? So it's Pashas, Rishonim point out that we have another source later on that says another source. So it could be that this over here is the minan mila, is just the number. How do I know that you need three people? Dafka. Not necessarily the makor for the birchas zimun, but rather, how do I know that you have to have three people? Amar Vasir, Vasir says, Damar gadlu l'Hashem itin or mash ma'achtav, that you should describe. You should declare the praise of Hashem with me. So what is the Gadlu Hashem Iti, right? Iti is with me, so someone else, and Gadlu is a Lashon of Rabim, so there's two. So Gadlu with me is three, so therefore we see that you have to have three people for Zimun. Rabbi Abba Amar Mehacha, Kishem Hashem Ekra, V'godel Elokeinu. Rabbi Abba learned it up in the following pasuk, when I call out Hashem, we're going to ascribe greatness to His name. So when I say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I'm calling out Hashem, so I'm calling out, I'm the Yachid now. Havu is also Lashon Rabim. You, other people, the minimum is two. So we see also three people. You there have the chiyuv of three people. So the pasuk, the second pasuk that we quote in the Mirabah is a pasuk in the Torah. And is that taken literally? So if you look in the Torah, quotes the Ravid, another Ravid over here, the Ravid says that this is a din d'oraisa. Benching with a zimun is a din d'oraisa. And the Levush quotes this l'maisa. He thinks that benching is also. And the Chazon Ish was noted to say like this, and I believe Rav Soloveitchik in Lumdus at least held this way as well. So a lot of poskim, a lot of things, but people have to be much more machmir. We're not so careful with this, but according to all these Rishonim and Achronim, it's a real din d'oraisa. However, the Mishnah Brura quotes, the majority of the Achronim seem to assume that it's derabanan, but either way, we should be very careful with all the dinim of benching, and especially with zimun that we're going to see in the following Gemaras, because there are chash really din d'oraisa according to all the people we just quoted. Here's the Gemara now. Amar Rabba, minayin la'one amin. How do I know that one who says Amin Shleg Bekolam Nevarach? Why we mention this? Because we're about to quote the same pasuk of Gadol Hashemiti. How do I know that you're not supposed to answer loud, more loudly than the person who said the bracha Shemar Gadol Hashemiti in the Rosh Yachtov? The pasuk says that you declare the greatness of Hashem with me and say His name Yachtav. We'll together gonna raise the name of Hashem, literally exalt, right? Exalt His name. So we see from here that you shouldn't answer loudly. That is enough. A lot of people don't realize this, and for sure for the dinim of Shmona Esrei, people scream out Amen. If the Chazar is not saying it that loud, you don't have a right to be screaming out that. However, Yeheshmer Rabbah might be in a little bit of exception because we have a din. The Gemara says V'chol Kolcho, so maybe the Yeheshmer Rabbah would be a little bit different. But either way, for the rest of davening, a person should not be raising and answering Amen louder than the Chazar. Okay, continues Gemara now. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi Menayin Shein Mesargim Rosh Lagbe Kol Yosem Nakore. Similar halacha is how do I know that they used to lane having a person say the unkelus, the targum unkelus out loud. The Timanim still do this. Adayom. Laning there takes a very long time. So what do you have? You got the lane as a pasuk, and then the guy, the Mesurgaman, will translate it into Aramaic, which was the language they were all speaking at the time. So the Gemara says that when the person was translating into Aramaic, he shouldn't be louder than the guy who was the Baal Kore. How do I know that? So the Gemara quotes the same pasuk, different pasuk, Shenemar, Moshe Daber Ve'alokim Yanin Bakol. And the pasuk says that Moshe would speak, and Hashem would respond to him with a voice. So the Gemara says now, She'ein tamalomar bakol. What does it mean that Hashem would respond to him with a voice? If you just said, the pasuk says, Moshe daber ve'alakim yanenu, I would have known that Moshe spoke and Hashem answered. Why do you have to say bakol? Obviously Hashem isn't answering with a voice. What else is he going to answer with? So the Gemara says, matamar bakol. What's this reboy v'loshen bakol? He's answering with a voice. Bekol osha Moshe. He's answering the same tone as Moshe. So when this was actually, we just quoted this in the psukim. We just laned it, actually. In Parshas Yitro, this was the pasuk about the Aseres Hadibra. So Moshe, we heard the first two, Anocha Hashem, Elo Yelecha from Akash Baruch Hu. We weren't able to handle it. And the rest of them, Moshe Rabbeinu said for us. So the question is, though, if what happened, what was the order over here? Hashem was first, he dictated it to Moshe, and then Moshe told us. So what is the fact that Hashem was saying it at a lower pitch, at the same pitch as Moshe, have anything to do with this? So Tosfos points this out, and Tosfos says it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu was probably trying to scream it as loud as he could, because all of Klal Yisrael had to hear the Aseres Hadibros. So Memela Hashem didn't want to be lower than Moshe, so therefore, because he wanted him to say it at that sound level, so therefore Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it at the exact level of Moshe. That's the Chiddush over here, that's what Tosfos quote for the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Tanya Mahachi, we also said a similar halacha in the Braisa, Eina Misargim Rasha Lagbeh Kola Yosem Min HaKoreh, that the person who is Misargim the Torah is not allowed to say it longer than the Bakoreh. V'im Esher L'Misargim Lagbeh Kola Keneged HaKoreh. And if it's not possible that the translator can raise his voice to the level of the Baal Koreh, then Yimayach HaKoreh V'Kola V'Yikra. Then the Baal Koreh should make it lower. Basically, we're makbe that a person, that both the Misargim and the person who's saying the Unkelus and the person laning should say it at the same level, the same sound, and not have one being louder than the other. Continues more now. Itmar. It would the halacha stated, Shnayim Shach Lukachas, if two people ate together, Pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Rav Rabbi Yochanan, what the halacha is. Chad Amar, one said, Imrat Lazamen Mizamnin. One of them said that if they want to, they're allowed to make a zimun. It's not a chiyuv, but they're allowed to. Chad Amar, another one said, Imrat Lazamen Ein Mizamnin, that if they want to, they're not even allowed to make a zimun together. So the Gemara is looking for a raya from our Mishnah. The Gemara quotes Tanan. Our Mishnah said, Shlosh Lach Lukachad V'chayim Mizamnin. Our Mishnah said that the three people have a zimun together. So what's the diuk? Shlosha in shnayim lo. That three people can make a zimun, two don't even have rishus, they're not allowed to make a zimun. So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah over here is hasam chova. Our Mishnah is referring to the fact that there's no chiyuv to say a zimun. However, Hacha Rishus. Here, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, we're just saying, is there an option? Are you allowed to say the Zimun? So that we're not sure. You don't have a Raya from the Mishnah to tell me whether or not that would be the case. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a Raya. Shlosh Shachal Kachas Chayavin Lazamin. So the Braisa, now we're not from a Mishnah, there's a different Girsas, but our Girsas seems to say that it's a Braisa. Shlosh Shachal Kachas Chayavin Lazamin. Three people who ate bread together, right, they make a Zimun. Ve'ein Rashayin Lachalik, and they are not allowed to be machalik and separate from each other, because then there's no longer going to be a zimun. So the Gemara says, shlosha in shnayim lo. We see from the Braisa that three people have to make a chiyuv, and two people are not having to make a zimun. What's the raya? So Rashi points out that because if two people are allowed to say a zimun, then what's the problem over here? If the other guy leaves, then two people are still able to say a zimun. The Braisa said explicitly that they're not allowed to enoshayin lechalik. From we see from here that it seemed to be that the Braisa was assuming they're not making a zimun. However, Tosfos has a problem with this. Tosfos asks the obvious question, but what do you mean? According to you, Rashi, that there are two people are still making the zimun, and the one guy who left wasn't making the zimun, so there's an isser for him. So Tosfos says, maybe the diuk is, Tosfos give one option, and they seem to not be so happy with that option. Tosfos ends up saying that maybe it's good, the ikar point is that ein reshaim lechalik sounds like you're not allowed to separate that each person, the diuk seems to be that each person was saying their own benching. That's the lashon. That each person was saying their own benching, that even no one was making a zimun, not even the two people from the two people here at all. Okay? So that's what Tosfos says over here. Continues the Gemara now. So either way, that was the question. So Gemara says, Shaini Hasam, no, that there was also different. Why? They originally started off with three. Once you start up with three, everyone agrees. Even the Man Da'amar that we quoted with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you're not allowed to make it with two, because two is only Rishus. You're not allowed to lower yourself from the status of Achiev to the status of Rishus to make the Zimun. Even though you would be making a Zimun with two, since it's not an obligatory Zimun, that's on a much lower level than something that you're doing Berishus, that we know, Gadol Matuva Ve'oseh. That if someone who is greater is someone who is mitzuva ve'oseh, who has the chiyuv to do something, as opposed to someone who does not have the chiyuv to do something. So now we have no proof again whether or not you're allowed to say a zimun with two or not. So it says we're now tashma. We could bring a raya from the following braisa. What is that? Ashamashay mashamash ala shnayim. If a waiter was in front of two people who were eating, hareza ochel imam afal bishul lo nasna l'rishus, he can eat with them, even though they didn't ask him rishus. They didn't give him rishus, rather, to start eating. So we see that the derech eretz, that Rashi is not gaiva. Who are you to start eating in front of these other people? You see, the Gemara is very medactic about all the dinim of eating. We don't have any of this. People aren't makbid about any of these things. We should try to be makbid about these things. So you see over here that it's considered haughty for him to start eating without rishus. However, the Baraita says you're allowed to, because you would assume that the assumption is that they would want you to have the zimun with them. So it says the Gemara, hay mashamish ala shlosh. However, if he was waitering for three people, then the Baraita says, you're only allowed to eat with them if they give you permission. What was the difference between two and three? So it seems from the braisa clear that if there was two, you'd be the third, so you're giving them the opportunity to make a zimun. However, if they have three, they would have a zimun, and therefore we're not sure if they would want you to start eating. Therefore, you would have to eat, you would have to ask them for a shush. Now, if you assume that with two people you make a zimun, then why do you need the guy to be eating? So the Gemara says, Shaini Hasam, and moving on to the next daf, Shaini Hasam, Denichel and Mikba Bechova. No, we just saw before, everyone agrees that there's a bigger level if you're making a zimun that's a chova zimun as opposed to a zimun that's not a chova zimun. So therefore, everyone would agree that you should be making the zimun bishlosha, and that would be obligatory as opposed to the rishus. So again, we have no proof whether or not you're allowed to make a zimun with two or not. So the Gemara says now tashma, maybe another raya. Nashim is amnos atzman. Women make a zimun by themselves. Avadim is amnos atzman, and avadim can make a zimun by themselves. However, nashim avadim k'tanim, nashim with avadim k'tanim imatzel zamin ein mezamin. If they wanted to, they will not make a zimun. We're going to see in the Hemshech of this Amud why that is, that they're not supposed to make a zimun together. However, so the Gemara is assuming right now, v'hameh anashe ketrei gavri damen. Now, in regards to women, 100 women are like two men, meaning that they're never going to make a chiyuv, they never have a chiyuv to say zimun. That's how Rashi seems to understand. However, Tosfos seems to understand based on the okay, we'll get to Tosfos in a minute. But either way, so they're not going to be obligated, they'll never say Elokeinu. They're never going to get to the level of being 10. We see still that Nashim, we make a Zimun by themselves. So we see, even though two is not a Chiyuv, you still have a right to say a Zimun. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Asam Deika Deos. There's a difference for women because they have literally people there, they're Deos, they're more multiple minds. There's still women there, meaning they count up to more, and therefore they're allowed to say the Birchas HaZimun. So the Tosos Mirdaik, so it sounded like the Havamina was that women were a Shus to make benching, and then Naskana seems to be women are chiyuvs. Tos asks the question, why don't women ever make a zimun together? Meaning at the end of the day, the halacha, for sure, the halacha is for sure that women, three women alone, are allowed to make a zimun. Tos asks a kasha, it seems to be that they have a chiyuv to make the zimun. And the Rush seems to take that very literally. The Gra was in my, I think my Sarav, in the Bira Gra, the Gra was also makbid. At the end of the day, for whatever reason, the Minhag HaOlam is not to have the women necessarily make the zimun as a chiyuv. Maybe if they wanted to volunteer, some places might volunteer. But it's interesting though, because it seems that Tosfos is wondering why the Gemara's maskana is that the maskana seems to be that there's a chiyuv to do so. Okay, either way, Gemara goes back to us. The Gemara says that women are fundamentally different. Having 100 women or multiple women is different than having just 2 men. So again, we don't have a raya yet that you can say a zimun with 2. So Gemara though asks, so ihachi, when it comes to the case of woman, women don't make a zimun with avadim, with slaves, or with ketanim. Gemara says, Amayla, what's the problem with them making a zimun? At the end of the day, there's a lot of people. Why can't they start if 2 women and an eved and make a zimun? So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, there it's different because it's not a good thing. Mishum pritzusa, because we're afraid of the pritzus, of the promiscuous, it's not good that they're going to have the meal if they're having the avadim there, and the avadim are choshish rashis for mishkav zachar, so it's not a good thing to be making a zimun, so we don't give a zimun opportunity for women with avadim. Okay, so now again, the Gemara didn't have a proof yet, yes or no, whether or not, the Gemara doesn't have a maskana yet, whether or not, but now the Gemara wants to know who said what. We just said Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, one of them said that you do make it, and one of them says you're not allowed to make it. So who said what? So the Gemara says, Tistayim de Rav, de Amar imratzel zamen im zamen. It should be understood that Rav was the one who said that if they wanted to make the zimun, they're not allowed to. How is that? What does Rav say that would give us this indication? Delmar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav. Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef says the name of Rav. Shlosha achol ba'kachas. If 3 people ate together, v'yatzah echad man hashuk, and one of them left. Korin lo, so he went out, they call him back to say the zimun and mezamnin alav, and they make the zimun with him. So the Gemara says, Taima de korin lo. So the Gemara says that the reason that the diuk is that you go back and you make the zim. So the Gemara says, that what's the diuk? That you have to call him back in order to make the zimun. Halo karin lo. However, if they weren't able to call him back, or if they didn't call him back, then lo, they would not make a zimun. Yet we see that there's 2 people still there. Why didn't they make a zimun with 2? At least Bereshus. The Gemara says, no, that is fundamentally different. You can't bring a proof from this case of Rav. Shiny Hasam, that case of Rav is different. Why? Dekavulim mechova meikara. They originally thought they were going to have a chi of zimun of 3, so they're not allowed to split it up. Even if they wanted to say that as the Rishus one, you're not allowed to say the Rishus one after the fact, even if the guy left, because you thought originally you were going to have the chiyuv one, okay? So there's no raya from Rav. The Gemara Nazela Testayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to bring the opposite. So Rabbi Yochanan was the one who held that 2 people are not allowed to make a zimun. Why? The Amar Rav Rachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Rachanan, the same name, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnaim Shalchu Ka'achas, if 2 people ate together, Echad Ben Yosef Ibrechas Chaviru, one of them can be Motzi, his friend, in a bracha. So Gemara says in benching. So Gemara says Vavina ba. But we had a kasha though. Maya kamashman. What's the chiddush over here? Tanina, it says in the brace already. Shama v'lo anayotza. If a person heard and he didn't say amen, but he just heard the bracha and he had kavana to be yotze, then you're yotze. V'omar b'zera. The b'zera says lomar she'ein berkas hazimun b'neim. No, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that there is no zimun between them, and yet you're still allowed to be yotze. That's the chiddush over here of Rabbi Yochanan. So then we see tistayim that actually is a good proof that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that 2 people are not allowed to make a zimun, and the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan was that you're allowed to be motzi your friend with benching. Okay, continues the Marna. Amar le Rava baravuna le Ravuna. V'har abanim da asim marva amre. But when the rabbanim came from Eretz Yisrael, they told us the following halacha: Imratzu lezamin mezamin. If they want to make a zimun with 2, they're allowed to. So my lav d'shmilim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the gadol ador in Eretz Yisrael. That's where he was. So usually when people said all the time, the Gemara says, Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, and Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, they would always say statements of Rabbi Yochanan, because he was the gadol ador in Eretz Yisrael, and every halacha that they had, they would always say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Bepashtus, they had a statement over here, it was nameless, they said probably Rabbi Yochanan was the one who told us this statement. The Gemara says, no, lo, d'shamila merav, v'kabinach le'bavel. There's no raya, because Rav originally was also in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav came when Bavel didn't have any Torah, Rav had to come and go on a mission to spread the Torah in Bavel. Rav Soloveitchik always used to quote that people have to be mechazek the Torah in Chutz Laaretz also, not just move to Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking to myself here. But either way, there's a Rav was also, maybe Rav before when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he also would said the statement, and then afterwards he came to Bavel, so maybe that's where they had the statement come from. So we have no proof again whether Rav or Rabbi Yochanan said this, and whether we would paskin like that. So now the Gemara is going back to the previous discussion. The Gemara says Gufa. Let's go back. Hello, Amar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi, Amar Yosef, Rav Shlushak Lachas V'yatzachan Melashuk Kori Lo Mizan Melav. That if 3 people left, and then you have to call back the 3rd guy in order to make a zimun with him. Amar Abaye, v'hu dekara v'ane. So where is he saying? It sounds like he's pretty far away, as long as he can hear you. So that's what Abaye says, that in a chanami, that if you are at a point where you can hear the guy, then that would be enough. However, says Amar Marzutra, Ruzza says, v'lo marnel b'shlosh, that's only with the zimun of 3. However, av'basara, didn't I say, when it comes to the case of 10, you need the 10th guy to come back, he needs to actually come back and sit down and be part of the group. The Gemara is going to mention why is that. So the Gemara says, Maskif la Ravashi, Ravashi es kakashkul, adarabba, ibcha mistarba though. That the opposite should be true. Your halacha doesn't make any sense. Your qualification, Marzutra. Tisha, nirin kasar. When it comes to 9, it looks like 10. So it's not like a shtach if you say elokeinu, because there are 9 people and the other guy is able to hear you. It really looks like 10, so it doesn't look so bad. However, shnaim in ishkashlosha, when it comes to 2, it doesn't look like 3 people. So then why would you assume that you would not make the guy mamish come back and so it doesn't look bad? So the Gemara says, Hilchos like a Marzutra. Even though Ravashi had this kasha, we still paskin like Marzutra against Ravashi's kasha. The Gemara says, Mai Tama, what is the reasoning of Marzutra? Keva de Bailat Gurish of Shemayim. Because you're mentioning the Shema Shem Elokeinu, when you have 10 people benching, Batsir, Measara, Lav, Orech, Ar. With less than 10 people, it is inappropriate to mention the name of Elokeinu. So we see from here that it's not right that a person should say the Gurish of Shemayim without 10 people. Therefore, they should all be together. Okay. Gemara is now going back. Amar Abaye Naktina, and the Abaye says we have a tradition. Shnayim Shalchu Ka'achas. If two people are together, mitzvah lechalik. It's preferable for them not to say benching together. Rather, you should have them say the bracha individually because lechatzila we don't want to be miyotzei with shomei ka'ona on a berachas anenin of benching. Rashi says this applies to all berachas anenin, both hamotzi and the berachas amazon. Other rishonim disagree. That's very shayach to the sugi we saw before in Membez Ayin Shah. The Gemara continues now. Tana mihachi. We saw in Braisa, Shnayim Shalachu Ka'achas, if two people ate together, mitzvah lechalik, it's preferable for them to say different benchings and not be mitzarif together. By the way, remember, when do we say this? Kishishneim Soifrim. When they're both Talmidei Chacham, the Soifrim literally a scribe, they're able to read and write, meaning they know how to say the benching by heart. Aval, Echad Sofer Vechad Bor. If you have someone who knows the benching and the guy is an Amaretz, the other guy doesn't know anything, Sofer Mavarach Bor Yotze, then the person who's a Talmud Chacham can be Motze the Bor, even if there's only two people, because that's a Din B'Dievet for sure. You're allowed to be Yotze Shemek Yone. It's only Din Lechachila. The rabbis instituted that everyone should make their own Bracha Sanenin because it's a Bracha Hana for you. You should be making your own Bracha. However, if you don't know the Bracha, then you would be allowed to be Yotze. Same thing if a person's Suffolk or Masupak or any situation like that, then obviously you go back to revert to the Din B'Dievin and be allowed to be Yotze with someone's Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achrona on Birchas Hananin. Okay, can I continue with the halachas of Zimun Amar Rava, Haimilsa Amirsa Ana. I said this halacha my own, Varmisa Mishmeh, the Rebbe Zera Kavasi, and afterwards I heard the Rebbe Zera said the same exact halacha. What was that? Shlosh Shalachu Kachas, three people eating together, Echad Mafsik Lishnaim. One of them has to stop if two of them are ready to bench. However, if one guy wants to bench, the other two don't have to stop. So there's a shaila in the Rishon, and Rashi seems to say there's only derech eretz, that the two people stop. The two people should tell the one that, listen, you should be stopping. However, Rabbeinu says, no, halachically, that since they're ready to bench, there's a tircha for them, so you have to halachically have a din, you must stop your meal and listen to their benching and then continue. What do you say? You say there's not. Rashi is going to quote the Gemara later, is going to be the ikra, what point of benching you say. Okay, continue the Gemara now. Velo, is that really true? Vahar of Papa, Ifsik Leila Abba Mar Bray, Rav Papa stopped for his son, Abba Mar, and he was only one that you of Rav Papa was still eating with the other guy, and yet he stopped for his son. So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Papa, Rav Papa is different. Why? He was trying to show Rashi, he was trying to show kavod for his son, so therefore him and the guy said, you know what, let's stop for him, he's done, let us continue afterwards, and we'll hear his zimun, and then we will continue. So they stopped for him, so the Gemara says, that was only a midas chasidus. Okay. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Yehuda Mar Beravana Beravashi Beravacha Medifti Korach Grifta Beadadada. So Yehuda Bar Meimar and Mar Beravashi were eating bread together. Lohavi Beadadavi Buflag Mecharve. Each of them were equal. So meaning it was very chashuv. It still is now. People give the most chashuv person usually to bench. If a big gadol comes to the town, everyone gives him and lets him lead the benching because it's a big kavod. So here there was no muflag. There was no one who was more distinguished than the other ones. The bruchah lehu to make the bracha for them. So what happened? Amrei hadisnan. They said the Mishnah says. When do we say that a person should be leading the benching? Is only when there's an adam gadol. We said gadol Hashem itzu nor shayachtov. That's one person is leading at. That should be only a case where he is the greatest one. However, if there's a case where if they're all equal to each other, chiluk brachas ad, if each person just say their own benching. So therefore, what do? They came to the conclusion, Baruch Inish Lanashe didn't make a Zimun at all. So also the Kamei Jamir, they came to Mar-Mir-Mar, and he said, what did you guys do? Amar Lu, Yadei Bracha Yatzasim, Yadei Zimun Lo Yatzasim. You guys benched correctly, but you didn't say the Zimun. You weren't Yotze Zimun. V'chei Timrun Hadr Zamin. So they said, so maybe we should, you'll say, well, let us go back, we'll do the Zimun. We didn't realize we were supposed to do the Zimun. He says, no, Ein Zimun Amafreya. You guys really messed up. There is no such thing as Zimun retroactively, and therefore you're not Yotze, and you missed your opportunity to do the Zimun. Okay, so they made a mistake. Okay, so Gemara continues with other halachas of Zimun. Ba Umatzun Rishen Mevarchin. If someone came and he saw that they were making a zimun, but he didn't eat, this again, a lot of times this happens. What does it say? Rav Zid Amar Baruch Umevorach. He says Baruch Umevorach. Okay, and Rav Papa would say Ona Amen. Rav Papa says you say Amen to the zimun. So the Gemara says V'lo Pligi. They're not arguing. Ha Dashkinin Chod Kamer Devarach. If you're still in the earlier stage where they're saying if you heard that part, if you hear them afterwards, you don't say that. What's the Gemara saying? If you say right, then you say Baruch Umevorach. However, if they already said Baruch Shachanim Shalot V'Achinu and they were responding to that, then all you say is Amen. That's all you would respond. So Tosfos would point out that our Gersa is a little bit different. Tosfos says that V'Had Pasak Baruch Umevorach Shemo Tamid Olam Vayed. That's the Nesach that we say, and that's how we paskin that you say that lashon baruch umvorach shmo tamid lamvayed, and if there's 10, they say baruch hu elokinu umvorach shmo tamid lamvayed. That's how Tosfos paskins. Okay, continues right now. Tana chada haone amen kol brachosav areizem meshubach. One brisa says that if a person says amen after all his brachas, that's a good thing. And tana ida areizem meguna. One said that's no, it's not a good thing at all. That's very bad. So the Gemara says, what is it? Lo kasha b'bonei shalayim b'shar brachos. When it comes to bonei shalayim, since it's the end of the sequence, you're allowed to say amen, asking Hashem that you're saying, I agree, and Hashem that this should be answered, this tefillah. But if you say it after every bracha, it looks bad. Har b'shar brachos, if you're saying constant brachos, one after the other, it's not right that you should be saying an amen to that. The question is this Ubana Yerushalayim, is that a din, dafka in Bona Yerushalayim, or does it apply to all brachas that are like Bona Yerushalayim, to hainu every bracha that is ending a sequence? So most Rishonim hold that it's any bracha that's ending a sequence. So let's say after Yishtabach, where you connected it to Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, you would say Baruch, Yachid Chayel, you would say Amen after the bracha of Yishtabach. And the same thing with Brachos Kriyat Shema, and the same thing with any bracha that ends with the sequence, you would say Amen to your own bracha. That's how most Rishonim hold. That's how Sfardim hold Arayom. However, the Tosfos code, the Armenic is not that way, and we only say it after Bona Shalayim. That's the only time we do it. Okay, continues tomorrow. Abaye would say this halacha of Bona Shalayim. Amen, he would say it dafka loudly. Why? Those who are working, who don't have a chiyuv to say the fourth bracha, they omit it, so then they would hear that, and they would leave, and they would dafka hear it, since it's only derbanan, they wouldn't say hatov ameitiv, and he would dafka say amen out loud so people would hear. Rav Ashi, anali b'lechusha. Rav Ashi would answer it in a whisper. He didn't want people to start having a zilzu in hatov ameitiv, so he said it dafka quietly. And I think we go with the Rav Ashi. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that now it is not so shayach for whatever reason that you're allowed to say it. I believe the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you're allowed to say it the regular voice. You don't have to say it any lower than you normally would. Okay, Adkan for today.